Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Mindong. 6 days until March Madness tips off.
6 days. 6 days. A lot of great stuff going on, as we always say, but it really is. I mean, it's the beauty of March. Happy March 13th, man. I mean, time is flying. These conference tournaments going by very fast, and still have a lot of stuff to cover. But yeah, bracket challenge, first four, less than a week away. So very exciting stuff. Still a lot of bids left to be on the table, so we'll see what happens in this next week or so.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it before, right now, because I don't want to say it at the end, because we normally don't have time at the end, but discount is still in place, one for five, two for eight, just like the old days, 3 years ago when that was our rates. But unfortunately, we have to keep up with the economy, so our prices have gone up. But if you mention any of the last three episodes, you will get a discount, and that will last until Saturday night. So be on the lookout for you listeners out there.
Saturday night, indeed. So without further ado, we got a lot of stuff to cover. First, let's cover the bids from yesterday, Tuesday, March 12th. Starting with the NEC. This game really hurt my heart, man. Merrimack, the one seed. Wagner, the seven seed or five seed, or they were a low seed. Merrimack had a very commanding lead for the most part. They were up by, or I guess they were down at halftime to Wagner. Stormed back. They were up like 1 point with like 3 minutes to go. And then Wagner storms with a little streak. 54-47 win, a very low scoring game. But it is the Wagner Seahawks out of the NEC, sitting at a 16-15 record. Shout out to Melvin Council Jr., their leading scorer. Second appearance for Wagner, first time since 2003. So another team joined the big dance in over a decade. Your thoughts on this game and Wagner?
Yeah, absolutely hate Wagner, so could care less about them. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, their story. I mean, they had seven scholarship guys on the bench, and the football team starting QB had to play a couple games for them. So pretty cool, but like I said, I wish it wasn't Wagner, but I'll see them in the first four. We'll see them in Dayton for sure. That's definitely a lock. The other 16 seeds like Stenson, I'm blanking right now.
Stenson, we got a couple other qualifiers. Longwood's in there.
Yeah, they definitely South move Dakota up. State. They definitely move up a seed. So Wagner's definitely in the first four, and I hope they lose. I hope they get blown out.
Yeah, I mean NEC. I mean, we're not expecting much out of this conference. So yeah, congrats to Wagner. Huge stuff. It hurts my heart to see Merrimack fall like that, but it is what it is. On to next year for them.
Yep. Next up, we got the CAA championship, and what a thriller this was! This was an overtime game, and the one seed ended up winning this game. Charleston, they won 82-79 over the seven seed Stony Brook. What are your thoughts on this game? It was an absolute thriller, start to finish.
Absolute thriller, indeed. I was very impressed with Stony Brook, man. I mean, they kept this game very close. I thought Charleston was going to blow them out, but Stony Brook, hats off to them. I mean, they put up a very good fight. The fight was just a little short in overtime. Three-point game. I was very surprised with this result. Shout out to Charleston, back-to-back years. Like you said, Pat Kelsey, you sent me a tweet. Is Pat Kelsey building a Gonzaga over there for Charleston and the CAA? They might be, because Charleston seems to be the favorite, even though they lost a lot of guys, still looking very strong. Renee Smith is their top guy there still. So they have some tournament experience, which is good for Charleston. So, yeah, definitely a threat poising in March. We'll see where they end up. Right now, a 13 line. But, yeah, whoever they draw should be an interesting one to look out for. So, shout out to Charleston, seventh appearance, like I said, back-to-back in 2 years for them.
Yeah, and definitely could be in the 12 line if a lot of the one seeds in other conferences don't win, like McNeese State today. But definitely going to be a popular 13-4 upset, or bracket buster, I should say.
Indeed. Next conference up, we got the Horizon League. And this game was also a very good game against Oakland and Milwaukee. It was the one seed Oakland winning this thing, 83-76. Shout out to Trey Townsend, man. What a performance. 38 points in this final game. This dude is the real deal, and he's going to be a guy to watch out for the mid-major lovers in March. This guy is the real deal, man. He is an absolute bucket getter. So shout out to Oakland. This is their fourth appearance, the first time since 2011. And like I said, Terry Townsend or Trey Townsend, excuse me, 16 points per game. Oakland, 23-11 on the year. A pretty solid team coming out of the horizon. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm too busy trying to do my
See
hair
your
right now.
hair, yeah.
I know. I didn't shower this morning, and I didn't. So my hair's all messed up. But that's besides the point. Oakland, I mean, we didn't expect them to be the one seed. We didn't expect them to contend. I mean, in the preseason whatsoever. But here they are. They beat Xavier in the non-con, and all of a sudden, that like I said, one win can make a difference, especially a win at Xavier. I mean, that's a huge confidence boost, and that took them all the way to the Horizon League Championship, and now an auto bid. As for the tournament outlook, 14 seed, right? 15 seed.
14. I gotta find them. 14, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna do any damage in March, though. I mean, but their win over Xavier showed some glimpses, but I don't know. I don't know. And shout out Rocket Watts.
Yeah, shout out Rocket Watson, dude.
Next up, we will go to the Summit League Championship. None other than the Jackrabbits. They won this game 76-68 over Denver. 7 of the 8 years they've won. The not 7 of the 8, 7 of the last 10. What are your thoughts on the Jackrabbits?
Yeah, Jackrabbits, man. They got a couple guys to go to. You got Luke Appel, you got Zeke Mayo, the leading scorer. They have a lot of different options with this Jackrabbits team. Yeah, not surprised that they won this thing. In terms of Summit League, they're not the best conference, but like I said last episode, there will be a 16 seed, but you never know. Magic could happen with the Jackrabbits, so we'll see. But huge congratulations to them. They have been a dominant force within the Summit League, like you said, these past 10 years. They missed it last year, but back here again, once again, no surprise. Jackrabbits are the real deal from the Summit League.
Yeah, and definitely could move to the 15 line depending on other results in other conferences. But yeah, Zeke Mayo is their guy, and I did read an article on him. I mean, he said he could have left. He had so many offers to leave, but decided to stay at South Dakota State and be the guy. And he is the guy. And their offense is always an elite offense, and their defense looks a lot better than usual. And unfortunately, in the Summit League, not many big men in the Summit League whatsoever. That's going to be a problem, especially when you face a 2 seed or a 1 seed.
Definitely agree. And the final bid from last night, it was the thriller of the West Coast Conference between St. Mary's and Gonzaga, two ranked teams. And it ended up being the Gales winning this conference for the first time in a while. 69-60 win over Gonzaga. Very good game. I watched this one live. Yeah, as you could expect, 6 and 7 man rotations for both of these respective teams. And the Gales get it done. Aiden Mahaney led this game with 23 points. But Mitchell Saxton, man, a really big presence down low. 19 points, 15 rebounds. Very good stuff. Graham Ike for Gonzaga wasn't fouled over for most of this game, which was, I think, the overall arching factor of this whole thing, which is probably why St. Mary's won this game. But start to finish, they looked like they were ready to go, and they were. Marcus Mason Forbes, excuse me, did get hurt. Unsure on his status, but he looked pretty good when he played. We'll see what his status is rolling into March. But a huge win for the Gales. This is their third consecutive appearance. And for the seeding, they're both now, Gonzaga and St. Mary's, are in the 7 line right now. So very interesting stuff from the West Coast Conference. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm happy. As a Gale supporter, I'm super happy about this. And they could even propel to the 6th line depending on what the committee thinks. And I think they're a 6 seed. But man, this was a fun game. St. Mary's has just been dominant in conference play all year after a really tough non-conference play. But they figured it out. They have the regular season title and the conference tournament title. And I even think they can make a run at the national title. So we'll see.
We'll see indeed. We know you're picking them far. We'll see how far you pick them. But yeah, that does it for the bids from yesterday. Two bids out to give today. We'll cover quickly. And then we got a bunch of conferences tipping off as we speak. First final, we go to the Southland. We got the expected matchup. Well, you picked this one correctly. I did not, actually. It was the one seed McNeese making it here to the final. They had a very good win over Lamar by about 20. And the other game was also a big one for Nichols, the 3 seed. Nichols, big win over Corpus Christi. Very surprised. I mean, that one was more expected than the other one. But what are your thoughts on this final game and who gets the bid from the Southland?
Yeah, I'm still going with what I said yesterday. I think Nichols pulls off an upset. I see this McNeese minus 16.5 spread, and I'm taking Nichols plus 16.5. That's my play for today's episode. Maybe even dabble with a little Nichols money line at plus 1100. I'm not too sure, but yeah, Nichols obviously one of the surprises in this conference so far. Youngest head coach in all of college basketball. The lowest funded program in all of college basketball versus one of the best coaches in college basketball, the highest funded NIL pool in the conference. So we'll see what happens here. I mean, both these schools take their basketball programs in two different polar ends of the world, but both are in the final, and I hope Nichols wins this because what a story it's been for them.
Sure. And that would really shake up the seeding. I mean, McNeese right now is a 13 seed. A lot of people, as the spread is expecting them to win. But if Nichols does win this game, I mean, that really shakes up a lot of different seeds for a lot of different teams. So that will be very interesting to see how that will shake up if Nichols does win. But that is an if. I will be still taking McNeese. I think they are the more dominant team. I mean, I'm obviously rooting for the Cinderellas as always, but I think McNeese just has a little bit too much firepower for this Nichols team. So I'll be rolling McNeese, and right now McNeese is a 13 seed, which could be a very dangerous one if they do capitalize tonight.
Yep, for sure. And the second one is the Patriot League. Should be an easy, very easy pick game to pick, but we got the 1 seed, Colgate. They take on Lehigh, which was what seed were they? Six? Seven? Eight?
Six.
Six. I got it the first time. I don't know why I'm second guessing myself. But
Don't know.
yeah, who you got in this one?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the consensus pick is Colgate, but I mean, Colgate really looked human that semifinal game. They only beat Bucknell by 3, and they were down for most of this game as well. So, if that doesn't give you a scare, I don't know what will, because I think everybody expected Colgate to just breeze through this conference, and that hasn't really been the case thus far. So, I will still pick Colgate. I think Colgate is still a much better team. They are at home as well, so that's a big plus. But don't be surprised if Lehigh keeps this game close, because as we saw in the semifinal game, Colgate is human, and that's a scary sight going into a final game. But I still do believe Colgate wins this and goes dancing once again, because Colgate seems to be the ultimate champion of the Patriot League in this past 5 years or so.
Yeah, but what's better than one pick today, two picks today? I'm going Colgate minus 8.5. I think they're covering with ease. I think they win this game by 22.
Interesting. Considering last game, I could see them blowing the doors open and not having a little fumble. I could definitely see that for sure. But yes, that is the 2 bids today given out. But as you know, we have a lot of conferences to cover today. So without further ado, let us begin with the SWAC conference. One game tipping off already, but we got a lot of games in store for some reason. It's a 2-day quarterfinal, which is a little bit peculiar. But anyways, we'll go through the seed lines real quick. The 1 seed was Grambling State, sitting up there pretty high. Very good season for them. 2 seed was Alcorn State. The 3 seed, Texas Southern, a team who has seen March Madness the past couple of years from the SWAC conference. The 4 seed is Southern. 5 seed, Bethune-Cookman. 6 seed, Jackson State, kind of fallen off since their glorious days not too long ago. 7 seed, Alabama A&M. And the 8 seed, Alabama State. Your thoughts from this SWAC conference?
Yeah, regardless of the winner, we'll see them in Dayton on Tuesday. That's just unfortunate, but I think the final is going to be the 1 seed Grambling State and the 3 seed Texas Southern. Texas Southern's been probably the best program in this conference for a while now. They've probably been the bid for a long time now, out of this conference. But I'm going with Grambling State, the 1 seed, to finish it off.
Yeah. Definitely the consensus pick here, but you know what I like to do? I like to go on win streaks. The win streak I see, Alcorn State is on a 9-game win streak right now, so they're the team that I'm going to be going with to win this conference. I know that they have an under 500 record, but I'm picking Alcorn State to win this conference. I think they will match up with Texas Southern in the final. I think Texas Southern will take down Grambling State, but I'll have a 2-4 matchup in the final. I'm going to go with Alcorn State to go dancing.
Yep, definitely. Definitely could see that happening. I think they're playing right now, right?
Alcorn State?
Yeah.
They are. They only have 1 point.
So yeah, I hope that doesn't.
That'd be great. Yeah, we end the episode. Oh yeah, Alcorn State lost.
But yeah,
Oh, they're up 2 points now, but yeah.
next conference up, the MEAC, the MEAC. The winner probably gonna see them in Dayton as well on Tuesday, joining Wagner. But the one seed, to no one's surprise, Norfolk State, they'll be facing the 8 seed Colpin State. On the 4 seed, Howard, they take on the 5 seed, Morgan State. The 2 seed, NC Central, to no one's surprise, once again, they'll take on the number 7 seed, Maryland Eastern Shore. And the 3 seed, to everyone's surprise, South Carolina State, they'll take on the 6 seed, Delaware State. Who do you have in the finals and eventually winning this and booking the trip to Dayton?
Yeah, weird shakeup from the MEAC outside of the one seed for sure. Norfolk State, the expected favorites, I think, for the past couple of years or so. I'm surprised Howard's this far down. I'm really impressed with South Carolina State, like you said. This team's been down the dumps for a while. They really shined this year in the MEAC. But with that being said, I mean, it's crazy not to pick the one seed in this conference. I'm taking Norfolk State to win this thing. Their opponent in the final. Yeah, let's give South Carolina State some love. I'll have them go to the final, but I do have the Norfolk State Spartans winning this conference once again.
I'm gonna disagree. I'm gonna go with Norfolk State and NC Central, the two programs that have been successful for a long time now. I think they'll meet in the final and the rivalry continues. And in the rubber match, I'm going with Norfolk State, like everybody.
So you are with me.
Yeah. I
But this
disagree
is
with
definitely fun.
I disagreed with you on the final. I
Oh,
think, yeah.
okay. You should have reworded that, but okay. why are you shaking your head? No.
I don't know.
All right. Let's go to the next conference. We got the Big West. The Big West, very interesting looking conference outside of the one seed. I'll tell you that much. The one seed was UC Irvine, to probably no one's surprise, maybe to yours, because as we know, you're a big UC
No, I'm
Santa
not
Barbara.
really surprised. I'm not surprised.
Well, you're a big UC Santa Barbara guy, but you know.
UC Irvine's been very good for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not
Oh, yeah.
surprised.
I know. I'm not surprised. Like I said, the 2 seed. This one's a surprise. UC San Diego. How about them? Oh, never mind.
They're
UC
eligible
San
this.
Diego is ineligible, unfortunately, but they did finish as the 2 seed. So we will go to the real 2 seed, I guess, which is, I think it's blasphemous, but it's unfortunate. UC Davis will be the 2 seed. Yeah, unfortunately, UC San Diego can't get in here. I think they would have been pretty good. But anyways, the 3 seed is Hawaii. 4 seed, Long Beach State, who just fired their head coach, I believe, which is should be interesting. The 5 seed, UC Riverside. The 6 seed, really far down here, UC Santa Barbara. Disappointing year for them, the Grouchos. Disappointing indeed. 7 seed is Cal State Northridge, and the 8 seed is Cal State Bakersfield. The 9 and 10 seeds in this conference are do not make it. So Cal State Fullerton and Cal Poly did not qualify. Cal Poly did not win a game in conference play, which is also unfortunate, but we'll reside in that and get your thoughts on the Big West.
Yeah, a little West Coast Conference type format now that they switched up to, and I enjoy this format. I mean, I think the lower seeds should have to earn the right to play in the final. They should have to play 3 games to make it to the final. So I actually really do enjoy this format, and I think this format should be used in a lot of conferences. As for the final, I'm going with UC Irvine in the final. And on the other side, I think UC Santa Barbara wins 3 straight games and makes it to the final. And as for the winner, I'm going with UC Irvine beating UC Santa Barbara in the final.
Yeah, first time in a while it would be for UC Irvine because you look at last year, Cal State Fullerton, I believe, was the one that made it from this conference. And then UC Santa Barbara, a team who has made it the past couple of years or so within
Oh
this
my God,
conference.
I still remember that UC Santa Barbara
Great game.
Clayton
Oh, yeah,
game.
I remember
And you know what
exactly where
game
we were.
what game followed that up?
The Texas game.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yep. I remember exactly where we were for both of those games. Shout out Steve Burbank. That was pretty fun. When was that? Like junior year of high school?
It was before COVID, so yeah,
Yeah.
2019.
And we watched senior year at your house. And then we watched it at my house as well. Yeah, good times. Yeah, I mean I
We're
do miss
old, man. We're
I know,
old.
I miss watching it with all the boys back
Yeah.
home. I'm gonna be watching it in Punta Cana by myself now, so that'll be fun. But yeah. I think UC Irvine does survive that top half of the bracket. I think they will cruise with ease. And for my bottom half, give me the Rainbow Warriors. I like Hawaii. I've always loved Hawaii. I mean, ever since HEPA. Ever since HEPA was on Hawaii, I've always appreciated Hawaii. Former Texas transfer, that is. So yeah, I will be taking Hawaii and UC Irvine, but I do still have UC Irvine winning this conference at a dominant 17-3 in conference play. I think they do win this conference and get back to the dance.
For sure. And next up, we will go to the Pac-12, a very poor conference in recent years. But four teams get by to the quarterfinals. Those four teams: the one seed Arizona, the two seed Washington State, the three seed Colorado, and the four seed Oregon. Those top three seeds, Arizona, Washington State, and Colorado, probably are good for the tournament. Four seed Oregon needs to win the conference, obviously. The five seed, they take on the 12 seed. The five seed UCLA, they take on the 12 seed Oregon State. No one's surprised. Oregon State's rock bottom, but you never know. They could make another Cinderella run. But the six seed Utah is in the bubble. They need to string together a lot of wins. They'll be facing the 11 seed Arizona State. The seven seed Cal, they'll take on the 10 seed Stanford. And the 8-9 game going on right now. With 13 minutes left to score, the 8 seed Washington is down to the 9 seed USC by 1, 51 to 50. What are your thoughts on the Pac-12 tournament? Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, Pac-12. It should be interesting. I'd love to see that USC Arizona matchup again. I mean, I do think Arizona will get the revenge because USC just beat them a week ago. But yeah, I mean, I really do think that this is a top-heavy conference, as you've stated. I really do see the top seeds going far within this conference. I mean, that's kind of unexpected. So for my final, I think Arizona makes it there, and I do think Utah gives Washington State a scare in the semifinal. Yes, I am going to pick Utah to beat Colorado. I do think that'll be a semifinal matchup. But I'm going to take a 1-2. I mean, I know it's generic, but I really do think that's going to be a fantastic game if it is Washington State and Arizona. And as much as I love to pick Washington State to win this thing, I do think it will be a simplistic Pac-12 final. I do think that a one seed will conquer, and that will be Arizona.
I'm thinking completely different from you right now. I
That's
think
good.
there's going to be a bid thief in the Pac-12. I'm going UCLA as that bid thief, and they'll meet Colorado in the final. Yeah.
I don't agree at all.
That's my
What
Pac-12.
what's your give me your thought process behind this?
UCLA's, I mean, yeah, they've struggled this year. I mean, this is their worst season in like what 50 plus years. I mean,
Probably.
they're on, but I don't know. Mick Cronin somehow always like Mick Cronin and his teams always peak in March,
True.
and that's just my thought process. Is
Fair enough.
Mick Cronin knows what he's doing. I mean, he it's not like he's lost his team at all. They're just not as talented as they were, and that's just part of the NIL era in college basketball. They still have a lot of very good pieces. I mean, Odemwona is still one of the top big men in the country. Got a lot of European guys who just know how to play basketball. And obviously, their offense has struggled for a long time. Their defense, you know, Mick Cronin's defense is one of the best in all of college basketball. But I think they figure it out on the offensive end, and I think they get some buckets, especially against a team like Oregon State, where I expect them to drop at least 80, and then take that to Oregon, and then take that to Arizona, and then eventually take that to Colorado again in the final.
True. Yeah, I do like the Colorado pick. Looking at their streaks, I mean, like I said, big streak guy. And Colorado's on a 9-game win streak, so definitely would Oh, six game, sorry, not nine. Six game win streak. So I definitely
Yeah,
will respect that.
Colorado definitely played themselves into the tournament. I mean,
Yeah, they
congrats
got a
to them.
chance.
They're now a tournament lock, in my opinion. They definitely played themselves in. Utah, on the other hand, they were firmly in the tournament bubble about 3 weeks ago and played themselves out of it.
They need help. Yeah.
They need they
They
need
need
to
to
make it
win.
they need to make it to the final to at
Yeah.
least be under consideration.
I think if it is Utah, Colorado State in that game, I think the winner has a chance. I mean, obviously Colorado's loss would not propel them out per se, but I think whoever loses that game, their chances are pretty slim to none, especially for Utah
I
and their.
think you're looking at Colorado's metrics, they're fine. I mean, they're top 30 net team. Every metric has them in the top 50, and the net is what they get used most in the top 30. Colorado's definitely fine. They're definitely going to be in the 8-9 matchup, and they're going to definitely lose to a one seeded in the second round. That's my prediction for
Here's
Colorado.
a hypothetical though. What if, so say, let's say Arizona State beats Utah and then Arizona State beats Colorado. Do you think Colorado still makes it?
I think they'll be a last four in team.
That's where they are right now. So yeah, very interesting stuff to shake out in the Pac-12. So we're gonna see what happens. Next conference up, we go to the American. American have some playing games going on right now, but an interesting looking American, as probably no one expected. The one seed, South Florida. How about it? Very good stuff. Very good stuff indeed with Coach Abdul Rahim. I'm very impressed. Year one turnaround to the one seed. Yeah, that's impressive stuff. The two seed, FAU. Looking to, I mean, they'll probably be in the field, but I mean, I think that they have a big target on their back for sure after last year's success. They did not live up to the standards, in my personal opinion, this year. The three seed, another new team to the American, and Charlotte. Charlotte had a very good year as well. So shout out to Charlotte. Four seed UAB, another very good team. The five seed, the Memphis Tigers are sitting down here at five. Probably did not expect that coming into the year. Still very disappointed with David Jones not being on this
Yeah,
conference call
that's
conference for
highway
this team.
robbery. I mean,
Yes.
they had two Cole players of the year, Chris Youngblood of South Florida and Jahnel Davis of FAU. I think David Jones is better than both those guys all year, easily.
Yeah, me too. I was very surprised by that. The sixth seed is SMU. Seventh seed, North Texas. Eighth seed, ECU. Ninth seed, Tulsa. Tenth seed, Tulane. And then the two playing games, one going on right now. The 11th seed, Temple, putting a beat down on the 14th seed, UTSA, by 16 at halftime. And the 12th seed, Wichita State, taking on the 13th seed, Rice. And it was, who won that game? Who won that game? Wichita State ended up winning that game. So they move on to the next round to take on Memphis tomorrow. Your thoughts on the American?
Yeah, I mean, right now they're expected to only have one bid in the at-large conversation. That is FAU. And I think they're in a very vulnerable spot right now. I think the winner of the North Texas Tulane game could beat FAU, and I think both those teams have. So definitely FAU is in a very vulnerable spot right now. Besides the point, I think the final is going to be South Florida versus FAU. But I think FAU does make the American a one bid conference, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
right
think
now.
yeah, I think the bid thief that I think is going to the Pac-12 is not will be I think the bid thief will be going to the Pac-12 instead of American.
Yeah, I mean, right now, FAU is a 9 seed, South Florida is a 12 seed. So, right now, according to Lunardi, they have two teams in there, and Memphis leaking in the bubble as a next four team out. But I do believe Memphis will not make it. I think UAB will beat them. But unfortunately for you, this is where I pick my bid thief. And
Okay.
I do have a bid thief coming out of this conference. And you want to guess who that might be?
UAB.
Correct. I have UAB sneaking in here and winning this conference. I think they'll take on North FAU in the final. But yeah, I do think UAB is a very good team. Andy Kennedy, as you know, a phenomenal coach. And looking at the standings, I mean, it was very close. I mean, you look at the top teams. I mean, yeah, Florida Atlantic won this conference by 2 games, but Charlotte and UAB were right on their tails. I mean, it belongs to FAU. And looking at win streaks, I mean, Charlotte and FAU and UAB all came on win streaks. I mean, South Florida lost their last game of the year. That might come to haunt them. Who was that to? Tulsa. So that's a little bit of an alarm for me. So, yeah, I'm picking UAB.
Very respectable guess. And now we go to the ACC tournament where we are a couple days late, but right now they're still in
One.
the they're still in the play-in games. The quarterfinals, the four teams that got byes. Number one, UNC, the two seed Duke, the three seed Virginia, and the four seed Pitt. The game that already finished up today is Florida State versus Virginia Tech. And bye-bye, Virginia Tech, your opportunity to make the tournament is gone. Florida State did win that game. The game ongoing right now is the five seed versus Wake Forest versus the 12 seed Notre Dame. And I think Wake Forest is blowing them out right now.
Yeah, they are.
The seven seed Syracuse versus the 10 seed NC State. NC State had to beat Louisville. And speaking of Louisville, if we have time constraints, we do have some news about them. And the six seed Clemson, they'll take on the 11 seed BC. And BC beat the 14 seed Miami to get the game against Clemson. As for Notre Dame, they beat the 13 seed Georgia Tech. But who do you have in the ACC tournament?
Yeah. I mean, this would be an interesting one, for sure. Shout out to Florida State. I mean, they played really good. They played really good indeed. Jahmyr Watkins, 31 points. Shout out to him. I do think Wake Forest wins today. I do think that NC State wins today. I also do think that Clemson wins today. So, looking at the final, I see UNC winning, going to the final. I don't think they're going to win. I do think they're going to win. But you know who I think they're going to play in the final? Any guesses?
Clemson.
Correct. I think it'll be a UNC Clemson rematch. And I think UNC will still win this. But for Clemson, I think they do make it far. I mean, I know they got to play against Duke, but they match up well against Duke. So I'm taking Clemson, experience over hype. Wearing the hat today for a reason, man. If we lose tonight, I'm going to be very disappointed. I mean, I'm happy if BC beats us, but like I'd rather us win over BC. But anyways, I'm taking UNC over Clemson in the final.
I'm going UNC Duke, a classic. And I think Duke wins this one. I mean, they look pretty pissed after losing to UNC at Duke at home. And yeah, I think Duke wins this one. I think Duke and UNC play a rubber match in the final, and I'm excited. If that happens, I am excited. But I could definitely see a team like Pitt upsetting UNC. I could see Clemson defeating Duke. I could see a lot of things happen in the ACC. I think the ACC tournament is probably the most hardest to predict, but
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I got the classic UNC Duke rivalry in the final.
For sure. And one more conference today, Big 12 or Mountain West?
We'll do both.
All right, let's try and quickly get both within 5 minutes. We'll go Big 12 first. A couple games already happened, two playing games. Cincinnati beat West Virginia, 11-14 matchup, and UCF beat Oklahoma State. 12-13 matchup. The one seed, as expected, Houston. Not surprised. The two seed was a surprise. Iowa State. Congratulations to them. Very good season they had this year. The three seed is Baylor. The four seed, Texas Tech, back up here. And you might be wondering, where's Kansas? Kansas is the five, or Kansas is the six seed. No McCullough and no Dickinson for this tournament. That could be a little bit of a scare. BYU was the five seed. They already won today over number 12, UCF. The seventh seed Texas taking on the 10 seed Kansas State. And the 8-9 matchup going on right now is TCU and Oklahoma. Give you a score update. TCU's winning by 14. So your thoughts on this Big 12?
Yeah, I got a ri ridiculous final for you.
Uh-oh.
On the Houston side, I'm going. I think TCU wins the against Oklahoma, and I think they beat Houston. I think they beat Texas Tech in the semifinals, and I think they make it to the final. On the other side, I'm going normal. I think it's Iowa State in the final. So I got a TCU Iowa State final, and I'm going with TCU winning
Are you kidding me?
championship. You know it was gonna happen. It was either
Yeah, I know.
gonna be TCU or Texas Tech on that side, and I'm going with TCU. I'm huge on them.
Yeah, I know. I do think TCU could have a chance against Houston, but I don't think that's likely. I'm taking Houston. I'm taking Texas Tech. I want to take Texas to make beat Iowa State, but that's not reasonable. I'm gonna take Cincinnati to beat Kansas today, though. I got a weird feeling about that, especially with Noah Dickinson and McCullough. But I do think the matchup will be Houston and Baylor in the final, and I'm going to take Baylor to win this thing after a really tough game against Houston in OT not too long ago. I think Baylor goes dancing and gets a pretty good seed.
Definitely. And the last one, the best conference all year, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
yeah.
We gotta squeeze this one out. But the
Yeah.
one seed, Utah State, they'll take on Fresno State, who just beat Wyoming just now. The 4-5 matchup. The four seed, UNLV, and the five seed, San Diego State. What are the chances? And on the other side of the bracket, we got two seed Nevada awaiting the winner of the seven seed, Colorado State, who is still in the tournament. And they'll take on the 10 seed San Jose State and the 3 seed Boise State awaiting the 6-11 matchup, the 6 seed New Mexico versus the 11 seed Air Force. Who do you have winning the Mountain West Championship?
Yeah, I mean, you see chaos left, right, and center. I mean, there's a chance there's 7 bits. There's a chance.
A good chance too. I mean,
UNLV would have to beat San Diego State and Utah State.
If the championship is UNLV and New Mexico,
Yes, 7 bit.
and UNLV wins, it's a seven because New Mexico has two quad one opportunities. They win those, two quad one wins regardless. So they're getting in. They're already, like, yeah. I mean,
New Mexico needs to beat Boise State, though. That's and UNLV needs to win tonight or win, needs to win tomorrow and probably needs to beat Utah State as well, which, like I said, is not out of the possibility. But I mean, the chances of that are pretty low. But I mean, I'm going to be rooting for that personally. I love the Mountain West. I'm going to be rooting for that final, but I don't think that will happen. I do think New Mexico will beat Boise State, though. And I do think that Colorado State probably won't beat Nevada, but I like them too. My final will be New Mexico and Utah State. And I'm going to take New Mexico to win this thing.
okay, I like
Scratch that. I'm taking Colorado State over Nevada. Scratch that. But I still have New Mexico winning.
that. All right, less than a minute left. My final is Nevada and San Diego State, and I think Nevada is going to win, end up winning the championship. Nevada, one of the hottest teams in the nation right now. They've played themselves into a top six seed conversation, and yeah.
Yeah, Mountain West, left, right, center. There's going to be a lot of different avenues to go with that. That tournament, I'm very excited for, but all the tournaments, I'm very excited for. A lot of interesting stuff going on. A lot of great games today, so definitely make sure to tune in if you have nothing else to do. I will definitely be doing that. A lot of fantastic games today. We'll be back tomorrow to cover the final batch of the games. So stay tuned for that. A couple more conferences to go, but we'll be back tomorrow. Any closing thoughts?
Nope.
All right. With that being said, we'll see you tomorrow. That is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.